The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a series of deadly attacks and suicide blasts in the southern Syrian city of Suweida that killed at least 50 people and wounded more than 70. Reuters Only Weather reports it's the worst attack on government territory in recent months.
Government forces hold all of the province, except for a jihadist enclave to the northeast of the city. Syria's army still trying to stamp out militant hideouts.
In a statement posted on the group's social media channels that its soldiers carried out surprise attacks on government and security centers in Suweida Wednesday. The U.S. Treasury Department imposed sanctions Wednesday against five groups and eight individuals linked to Syria's chemical weapons program. It said that targeted groups and people were key to a network that procured electronics for the Syrian agency that develops weapons. The statement said that, quote, "Today we are continuing our campaign to stop the Assad regime's ruthless attacks by targeting the procurement networks that have supported its chemical weapons program," end quote. A blast claimed by the Islamic State group in the Pakistani city of Quetta killed at least 31 people and wounded 40 near a polling station. AP correspondent Kathy Gannon reports, along with the suicide bombing, there have been other security issues as well.
There's been sporadic violence, some clashes between rival supporters, but I don't think that the level of violence will be such that it will affect the legitimacy of the outcome.
A senior police official told VOA that a suicide bomber on a motorcycle attacked the polling station. The victims included voters, police personnel, and political party activists. Quetta is the capital of Balochistan province, where 149 people were killed at an election rally earlier this month. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is expected to discuss U.S.-Russia relations,